This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, you guys kind of feel the stress, don't you? I got some bad news to tell you. I got some bad news. No, I'm not going off air. If I was going off air, my guess is that would be a lot of good news to a lot of you people. I know what you think of my show. It's okay. No, this is the bad news. They say chocolate may be fueling cancer and incited it to metastasize. Now, before we even get to any of the other medical headlines, we have got to get this puppy out of the way because we need to move on, we need to regroup, we need to rebuild right during the next break so we can handle the rest of the news. So let's just get this out of the way, okay? Some bad, bad news. Obviously, millions and millions and millions of Americans consume chocolate. And it's a holiday time. So this is, you know, when I want chocolate. I don't need your eggnog. I don't need your fruitcake. I don't need your fruit loaf. I don't know what the heck you guys are giving me. I don't need a poinsettia. Just give me some chocolate. And a study published in Nature reports that chocolate can actually incite cells to uproot and go rogue and metastasize. Now, it will not make a normal cell turn cancerous. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, didn't you just tell us that chocolate is good for you? I always tell you chocolate's good for you. It's not that I know what I'm talking about. No. What that might have been about is the dark chocolate. Dark chocolate is obviously better than milk chocolate, and there's been a lot of studies on the antioxidants in dark chocolate, but we're not talking Hershey's dark chocolate or Dove dark chocolate. We're talking the dark, bitter, 70% plus cocoa. Like, you know those little Ghirardelli squares that have, you know, a lot of cocoa in it, and you're like, oh, yay, a piece of chocolate, and then all of a sudden you start to, that's kind of what we're talking about in terms of being good. So what's going on here? Well, researchers from the Institute for Research in Barcelona, Spain, isolated a protein in cancer, and this protein is called CD36. Apparently, it could be stimulated by fats, such as those in chocolate. Right? And the fat, the particular fat they're talking about is palm oil, whose key ingredient is palmitic acid. Now, this is not news to us, okay? High-fat diets have they've been associated with cancer for a long time. Breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer, and I wrote about this for any of you that want to read it at drdahlia.com or drdahlia.wordpress.com. I wrote an article about this. But what's very, very interesting is this palm oil or palmitic acid is in a lot of snacks. It's a lot of breads, pastries, snack foods, ice cream, definitely in chocolate. Also in cosmetics like soap, toothpaste, palmitic acid is used a lot. So you'll see the headlines talking about chocolate, of course, because that's what attracts people. I mean, me, I don't read an article unless it has chocolate in the headline. So chocolate, because it has palmitic acid, earned the headline. But it's not just chocolate. It's basically high-fat diets. Milk chocolate has more fat than dark chocolate. They don't use skim milk in chocolate, I don't think. I think they use the richest, creamiest type of chocolate. So my guess is it's the high-fat milk. Lead researcher Professor Salvador Benita and his team isolated the CD36 on multiple human cancer cells like breast, ovarian, lung, skin, mouth. So what they did is that they injected mouth cancer along with the little CD36 protein that it already has. Okay, they injected it into mice. The mice were then fed either low-fat diet or high-fat diet. And then the researchers decided to watch if the cancer spread. They found that the mice that had the oral human cancer that was injected into it, okay? I know, the poor mice. I know. But look, we need these studies. So the mice that had the oral cancer injected into it and ate a high-fat diet, every single one of them, the cancer spread. But in those that ate a low-fat diet, the cancer only spread in 50% of the cases. So obviously, high-fat diets are bad. Low-fat diets may prevent, you know, cancer from spreading. Now, is it because the fat is fueling the CD36, or could it be that low-fat diets institute your metabolic mechanism, okay, that as you are trying to use up your own fat stores, you send a signal that really isn't conducive to cancer? So there's a couple different things. It may just be more than just this stimulating the protein. It could be that you're eating low fat or not a lot of fat is stimulating some of the process that cancer doesn't like. So this could be very, very cool. Extremely cool. Except for the chocolate part. That's not cool. Professor Salvador Benita says, in mice inoculated with human tumor cells, there appears to be a direct link between fat intake and an increase in cancer potential through this one protein. He says more studies are needed to unravel this intriguing relationship. I'm intrigued. But above all, because industrialized countries are registering an alarming increase in the consumption of saturated fats and sugar. We know that fat is necessary, obviously, for the body. But high-fat diets could be bad. He didn't say that. I am. So, what do we do now? Well, okay, I mean, if they did identify this protein, maybe what they could do is come up with, like, a monoclonal antibody. These monoclonal antibodies can block the protein. If we could figure out how to block this protein from turning around and telling the cancer cell to uproot and start spreading, that could be the cure for cancer. I know a lot of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, I can't tell you how many times you get us all excited about some cancer treatment. You see how we made this a negative story into something good or positive? I feel good. Not about the chocolate part, but I still feel good. But, one of these days they're going to figure this out. And I know there's a lot of conspiracy theorists out there saying, no, they don't want to figure out cancer cures. They want this to, you know, continue to fuel a pharmaceutical industry. No, I don't think that's true. I think companies are dying to be the first ones to find that cure. There is just too much money in it to not. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia, don't go away. Here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a very, very common question I get, and I've gotten for years when I took care of patients, was, how do you know when to call it quits on your relationship? And that's a tough one, because I think we do relationships a lot differently now than in the past. In the past, you never got divorced. Okay? You stuck it out. Even if you slept in a separate bedroom, you stuck it out. Nowadays, it's a lot easier to get a divorce. In fact, many couples aren't even getting married anymore because the likelihood of divorce is so high. Why go through the expense of a marriage? Just live together. You could have a child with one lady and then have a child with another. We got a lot of baby mamas out there. And, there seems to be such an anti-marriage sentiment. Personally, I think that if you like a person enough to sleep with them, okay, you should you know, hopefully be invested in a relationship with them. Not ideal. Not ideal for a lot of people. Most people, they want to just have sex. But I really think that sort of thinking needs to come back. Where if I'm actually going to take it to the bedroom, or, I don't know, the backseat of your car, wherever you decide, there's got to be some connection. As we talked about yesterday, close to 700,000 abortions are being performed every year. Whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, I think we could all agree that that's a little bit too much. All right. Why do we have so many unwanted pregnancies? Why? Now, we do need to, though, spend time talking about the other flip side. Okay. When is the relationship at its end? Now, very interesting. There is a psychologist and relationship expert, Rachel McGlynn, who gave us some tips, some 10 signs that means your relationship could be at its end. And it's a shame I don't like to bring these up, per se, and have anybody individually think that one, individual sign is enough to call it quits. But when you look at the whole thing combined, yeah, you know, maybe there's a chance that you really aren't in love with your partner. Maybe you got pregnant, you decided to, you know, cement the deal and, get married. Or you guys decide to move in together, try to make it work, and you two are really not right for each other. You really don't like each other. And I think that is so frustrating that there's two parts to liking somebody. There's the sexual part where you want to sleep with somebody, but then there's this whole other part on wanting to live with somebody. It is very, very difficult to find somebody that you could actually live with and put up with their in-laws, their gas, their crazy, their bad days, their laziness, their bad habits, their parenting styles, their wandering thoughts, their porn addiction. I mean, you know, these are very, very difficult things to discern prior to, you know, hooking up with somebody in this day and age, because people hook up with people and then they're like, all right, well, you know, we slept together, we have a baby together, let's try and make this work. And I commend you guys for trying to make it work. But in the olden days, you would actually get to know each other. You would actually get to fall in love. I know I'm being naive, but in the movies, they make it look this way, where you waited until you fell in love, you waited until you got married, your relationship grew so much, it cultured so much like a bacteria in a petri dish, where it became so rich, right, that the sex was just icing on the cake. We're doing it differently now, guys. Sex is the cornerstone of these relationships, and we're expecting all else to fall into place. No, that's not how it works. That all else is the hard stuff. So, did you guys see Jurassic World? Okay, that's like the latest of the Jurassic Park movies. Okay, two people that went on a date, they didn't like each other, didn't work, but then they were chased around by dinosaurs. After they got chased around by dinosaurs, what was it, Chris Pratt and the daughter of Ron Howard. Yeah. All right, so they both hook up at the end. All right, that is the best way to hook up. Okay, I'm not saying find some dinosaurs out there, but if you could get through a poop storm, and you could get through all the bad, and you could see each other at your worst, and then you get together. All right, again, the sex is icing on the cake. So let's see what this one relationship expert says. And I think I've talked about these signs too, but she's the one that gets credit for this part of the segment. One is, she says, you've lost your sparkle. You just don't seem to be yourself. When you're in an unhappy relationship, it takes its toll. You aren't aware of what the problem is, but your overall enthusiasm for life can become jaded. So basically, you just don't seem to have your mojo. You aren't giggling as much. You aren't having fun. And, you know, your subconscious is a lot smarter than you think. So you end up, you know, appearing like you're unhealthy from a mental standpoint. So that gets picked up. You're easily irritated by your partner. If you find yourself constantly rolling your eyes right? And just brooding over some of the, like, insignificant things that, but just he gets under your skin or she gets under your skin, it could be time. Now, some of you have very effectively and successfully made your marriage work by making sure you have plenty of timeouts. The reason why I don't want you guys to fixate on that one sign is because your partner will get on your nerves. My husband loves me and he says he's never going to leave me, but do you really think that every day of us being together, I don't get on his nerves? I get on his nerves all the time. But we have separation. Okay? I'll go to another room. Pretend he has something to do in the garage. All right? But as long as you have those timeouts, you can make that work. You start to have lack of sex drive. All right? Yeah, we know that. A lot of us have lack of sex drive. But when there is absolutely no arousal, no physical arousal whatsoever, and you have no intention to sleep with your partner, that's a problem. Okay? So, for example, if you think that Michael Fassbender is hot, okay, but you don't want to sleep with your partner, that's an issue. You find yourself wanting to spend more time alone. Now, I don't really want to hang out today. I'd rather just, you know, be in my room and whatever. That's a problem. When you don't really compliment your partner anymore, that's a big sign. Remember I told you guys you need to stop and tell your wife or tell your boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, when they do things good. Okay, we forget. Yeah, you know, we may say, I love you, I love you, I love you. But you know, when you compliment them on, you know, gosh, that was really, really good. That really tasted good. That was one of the best pies you made. Or, I liked how you made the budget this month. I mean, wow, look at this. You got this. Good job. I don't give you enough credit. Those kinds of things show more emotion than the, yeah, I love you, yeah, I love you. After 20 years, I mean, how many times does that it's just not going to stick. It's not going to have as much meaning. Yes, it's important to still do. But compliment them on things. You know, if they do something well, or, you know, let's say somebody cuts you off when you're driving. And your wife is driving, and she decides to rip them a new one and scream out a bunch of obscenities. You look at her, and you go, man, I love you. That was awesome. You know how far that would go? See? I mean, unless you're mad that she screamed out a bunch of obscenities. All right, let me see. If your level of self-confidence drops, if you start to feel you're not attractive, if you're in a relationship where that person basically demeans you all the time, where now you're starting to think that way, that's a problem. You have got to get out. You don't want to come home. You are not looking forward to coming home. See, that's how I know I got a great relationship, because my husband cannot wait to get home. I can't wait to get home. I mean, he can't wait to get home because then he goes to the garage. But, like, at least he wants to be in the same, you know, 1 mile radius as I. So that's not bad. If you, stop wanting to go on vacation with your partner, you know, well, why don't we go away? Why don't you, I don't want to go away with you. No. Because again, that's going to be it's going to be a captive audience. I mean, you two have to be together, and you don't want to go on a trip together. That's a problem. If you start to let yourself go, you don't make yourself look pretty, you don't make yourself look handsome, you don't zip up in the morning. That's a problem. And when you start to belittle your partner in front of your friends, okay, that's time to go. You can't be doing that. 1-877 Dr. Dolly. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. We need to talk about people being declared dead when they're not and waking up in a refrigerator in the morgue, because apparently that happens a little all too often. Now, many of you remember the story that happened about a week ago, where a 25-year-old Polish man was declared dead. He had drunk too much vodka. Okay? Apparently he went in, he passed out. He was drinking Kamienna Gora. In Kamienna Gora, which is a town in the southwest part of the country of Poland. And he went to cardiac arrest. He was later pronounced dead. 25 years old. So they took him to the morgue. They, put him inside a refrigerator. And I guess he started to come around. Later that day, a guard at the hospital was shocked to hear noises coming from the freezer door. And I don't know how cold it was in that refrigerator, and now they're using the term freezer. But apparently, it was not cold enough for him to not wake up in, you know, ever. So he's alive. The guard opened the door, found the naked man who asked for a blanket, according to local media. Police were called, and after a medical checkup, Mr. Camille was free to leave the morgue. Now, what did he do? Did he go home to family? Did he go and pray? No, he went back to the pub. All right, so he's a happy boy. Now, there was another incident in Russia last year where a man who had been partying in the Kazansky region in the country's far east also found himself in a morgue. After sobering up, he found himself locked inside a refrigerator and started pounding on the door. Eventually, a security guard heard the noises, thank the Lord, and found the panicked man who ran from the room before he was questioned by police and then released. In 2014, a Polish woman, Janina Kolkiewicz, 91 years old, spent 11 hours in cold storage in a mortuary after being declared dead. Mortuary staff were astonished to notice that there was movement in her body bag while it was in storage. After being released, she warmed up with a hearty bowl of soup and two pancakes, according to this report by Daily Mail. So it looks like, and this isn't a very common occurrence, but it looks like people are declared dead when they're not. There's been multiple stories that we've covered where in the middle of the funeral, the body starts to, you know, move and everybody freaks out that, you know, they're rising from the dead. I don't know what the answer is. You know, the one thing we learn as medical students is, let's say somebody is hypothermic, okay? You're not considered dead until we warm you up. So we say you're not considered dead until you're warm and dead. Because hypothermic patients could have such a low pulse, right? Have such a low respiratory rate that during the 15 or 20 seconds or even minute that you're testing them, you don't pick up any pulse, any breathing, so you declare them dead. And they lie there, nobody's really instituting any medical care, and nobody thinks anything of it. So we're taught that, you know, that somebody could still be alive. So when you have somebody who's hypothermic without a pulse, still start warming them up. Okay, you want to get that, heart beating, you'll still institute emergency measures, but you need to warm the patient up. And at times, they are alive. And, you know, that's a big fear people have. They don't want to be buried while they're alive. You know, but, you know, that's going to be your fault if you drink yourself into a stupor and you are not surrounded by medical personnel and people who, you know when to identify a healthy body or not. I tell my kids that, you know, when you party, if you party to the point where you pass out, you know, you could die when you pass out. We've talked about vomiting, drowning in your own vomit. You know, these alcoholic binges, not that 91-year-old, the last case, went on an alcoholic binge. But I think there's a lot of people that are out there that eventually die because they were prematurely ruled as dead. And that's frightening. That's very frightening. Now, I also think we need to really start pushing that people know first aid, people know CPR, and the more medically trained people are, all right, your family members, the better off. You know, our family goes back and forth, and I feel extremely guilty because when my dad died, my mom didn't know CPR. And I had told her a while back, we got to teach you CPR. She's like, all right, next time I'm in town, teach me. Well, you got to take a class. You always wonder, you know, when dad had his heart attack, if she was able to start pumping on his chest, start doing chest compressions, would he be alive today? And, you know, that's a very, very scary thought. So we in our family, we don't talk about it too much, okay? Because I would be the one to be blamed, not my mom. I'd be the one to be blamed because I'm not the one that didn't teach her CPR. Like, but that's just the way my family is. I'm usually the one at fault. It's always Dr. Dahlia's fault. They don't say doctor, but, you know. But that's okay. When you look back at something like that and you're like, oh, my gosh, really? If somebody knew CPR, we would have a much different outcome That's a scary thought. So before that thought even has to come into play, go and get yourself trained. For those of you that don't know how to do CPR, it's very, very simple. All right? You don't even have to put your mouth on the victim's mouth if you don't want to. Apparently, there's too many people going, oh, gross, or oh, and they're just not. I mean, you need to get in there. So somebody drops, you check their pulse. I don't care where you're checking the pulse. Check the pulse in the neck. Check the pulse in the wrist. If you don't know how to check the radialis pulse in the wrist, then I want you to feel it in the neck. Okay, go along the side of their neck. Just put your whole hand on their neck until you feel the beat. Okay? Right, and if you can't feel a pulse, you need to start chest compressions. Loosen their shirt. Find their sternum. Okay? Go in between the breast and nipple line, male or female. All right? Put your fist, not your fist, but put the ball of your hand down directly on that sternum, in between the nipple lines, in the center. Fold your other hand over it, and you start pushing in about an inch and a half down. And you do that consistently. You could do it to the beat of Staying Alive. Staying Alive, Staying Alive, that one. Or you could do Another One Bites Dust. Another One Bites Dust. I would rather you sing Staying Alive than Another One Bites the Dust, but whatever gets you to do that, you know, multiple times and rhythmically. And you just keep performing chest compressions. If anybody there does know CPR and wants to do the breast, great. Okay, because you are going to have to take a little bit of a break. Okay, because your arms are going to get a little tired. If you have to take a break, immediately do the chin lift head tilt. Bring that head back a little bit. Provide a nice seal on the mouth and do two rescue breaths. But for those of you that are comfortable with that, just do the chest compressions. There should be enough oxygen in the blood to keep that person alive. I'm assuming that somebody called 911 during all this. If not, you need to make sure somebody calls 911. Also, make sure somebody is keeping time so that you could tell the paramedics how long you have been instituting CPR. But, you know, is every high school student certified in CPR in this country? No. Are kids certified in CPR? No. Why not? Are we teaching basic first aid? What are we doing wrong here? These are life-saving measures, and we just don't, you know, have a clue. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a man who, quote-unquote, died of emotional distress, and the family is suing Walgreens. Now, why would Walgreens be responsible for some man's death with emotional distress? Apparently, he was forced to clean the Walgreens bathrooms after employees accused him of soiling it. According to the lawsuit, he died as a result of the emotional distress caused by his trip to Walgreens. She claims workers stopped him on his way out of the store after using the bathroom and said you left a mess all over the bathroom and forced him to clean it. We'll talk more about this. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day,
Shaky Boot takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, this segment that we have been transitioning into is very pertinent to all of us. Okay, because once a lawsuit happens, and there are statutes and precedents set and all sorts of other legal terminology, we could be at risk. Now, this is an interesting case. It's, I'll review it. A 69-year-old man was leaving a Walgreens. Okay? And after he had used the bathroom, I guess he left a mess. And employees ran outside, grabbed him. I don't know if they grabbed him or touched him. But they made him go back in, and he was not allowed to leave for 20 minutes until he mopped up and cleaned the bathroom. The family says this caused him to be humiliated, disgraced, and it injured his feelings emotionally and mentally. Not only was that enough cause for the suit, but he eventually dies. And the family is suing, saying the incident directly caused his death. Now, legal analyst Belvin Perry told the television station, "In all my years of the court system, this is new to me. Never seen it. We need to know how cleaning a bathroom led to a death. It's just an allegation with no specificity." But employees cannot force a customer to clean a public bathroom or clean up their poo-poo against their will. The family is suing for an unspecified amount, but according to court documents, included an offer to settle for $500,000. So a man is forced to clean up a mess that he left in the bathroom. And again, I feel bad. I understand older individuals may have some incontinence issues. If you've ever had explosive diarrhea, and I have, it's not very easy. Not very easy in the least. So I am sure some got on the walls. Okay? And, you have the employees going, "Look, why do I have to clean this? I don't want to clean this. That's not my job." See, employees in the olden days, they would just do it. Customer is always right. Nowadays, everybody complains. This take this job and shove it now is a mantra that, seem to hear over and over again. But the issue now is this emotional distress. Can you sue for emotional distress? Now, Legal Match says, yeah. Emotional distress is a state of mental suffering caused by an extreme experience. So if he was alive, he could sue. And the fact that he died, the family could sue. Said the mental suffering may include issues such as anxiety, panic, self-guilt, suicidal thoughts, depression. Emotional distress, they say, is typically given to a person who has suffered physical or mental harm resulted from an intentional or accidental injury. So the majority of these cases is somebody caused an accident and you had to see your loved one die. You get to also sue for emotional distress because you had to go through that and you could have panic attacks, etc. They say when the emotional distress has caused physical harm, the case is going to be easier to win because of the obvious evidence. But if the emotional distress is only emotional, the recovery in those situations are a little bit hard to prove. So apparently in several states, there has to be a physical injury for you to make an emotional distress claim or for somebody to make an emotional distress claim. In a minority of states, however, they say no physical injury is required if the emotional distress was caused by negligence. This is where any one of us could be behind a lawsuit such as this. Okay? I would never tell anybody to clean their own poop. I would do it. Trust me. I dealt with a lot of code browns in the hospital. I never made a person clean their mess. But what if you said something? What if you called somebody fat that you were mad at? Could they turn around and sue you for emotional distress and win? Possibly, yeah, according to this. If it's in a state where you don't have to have physical harm, how many times have you guys let loose and you have ripped somebody to pieces and you've made fun of them? Fat shaming, making fun of their looks, etc. What about a racial slur? That causes emotional distress. They say in general you could sue for emotional distress when you witness the death or injury of a family member. If you are a bystander to an event that causes fear of death or injury and you are actually in the zone of danger, if the deceased body of a family member is mishandled, they say persons in a quote-unquote fragile case are more likely to recover for suffering emotional distress, like children, elderly persons, pregnant women. But individuals who are unusually sensitive or delicate, known as quote-unquote eggshell plaintiffs, may not be entitled to emotional distress. So they actually, through Legal Match and even WikiHow, teaches you how to prove an emotional distress claim. If the defendant's conduct was extreme and outrageous, the plaintiff may win. If the defendant's conduct caused you to suffer some sort of emotional harm, they could win. The plaintiff must prove that the defendant's behavior was unacceptable and uncivilized, that a reasonable person in the plaintiff's position would believe the conduct was extreme and outrageous, plaintiff's sensitivity is irrelevant since the standard is viewed objectively. So if a lawyer's team can convince a jury that a comment that you made was so emotionally devastating to a person, you're losing this lawsuit. True, we're not talking about Walgreens now and soiling up a bathroom. But, you know, $500,000 is a lot of dough, depending on whatever anybody wants to sue. What are the different types of emotional distress claims? Intentional infliction of emotional distress? Negligent infliction of emotional distress? Negligent infliction. What if there's somebody that's overweight and you usually open up one door, you know, like let's say you're going through a door and you're opening up a door for somebody and somebody's overweight. So you, you know, without thinking, you open up both doors, double doors. You open up both double doors to help them go through. That could be a negligent infliction of emotional distress. See? Law is fascinating, but it's scary also. Parasitic emotional distress, which is accompanied bodily injury. Using emotional distress to get damages for pain and suffering. Using emotional distress to recover damages for loss of consortium. Again, I am not a lawyer. This came from LegalMatch.com. But, you know, things are different now. Remember that doctor in that doctor in Colorado? She had made a racial slur against Michelle Obama, and it was a stupid thing to do. She's out of a job. All right? Every single thing you say, every single thing you do can have very disastrous consequences. Now, I love the idea of getting rid of racism. I think racism has no place in this day and age. It's a shame we had it. Okay? You know, unfortunately, it's not going to be something that we could completely cure everybody of. You got a lot of stupid out there. But the big discussion is if you, you know, do something stupid, okay? Let's say you get drunk, you get so mad at your boss, and you make a comment about fat people on Facebook. Is that worth your losing your job? You know, it's interesting. We talk about how there's a lower work ethic and how there's less expectations for people. I think it's, I think in a way there could be the opposite. You are expected to not mess up one little bit. You cannot make any comments that could be anti-woman, anti-anything. Or you could lose your job. Now, on one end, yes, maybe that is helping, you know, progress us, okay, to not be in a bigoted, racist world. But on the other end, there's some people that make, you know, may make some slips. And unfortunately, they can't turn back what they did. 1-877-DOC-TOMMY.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.